Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You have found the Shanty Pants Show. Hello, it's Shanny, the least influential influencer that there ever was. With a heart full of laughter and a journey that runs deeper than the trendiest makeup You may know me from my ridiculously comedic fashion and makeup tutorials on social media, but guess what? There's so much more to the story. I was born, raised, and married in a cult. When I left the cult at 31 years old, I had no knowledge about real life or how to process what I had been through. I felt very alone. The past couple of years, I've been on an incredible journey of learning, growing, and recovering, and I'm excited to share this with you. I'll bring you stories from the Cultiverse, where many cult survivors and experts share their knowledge and experiences. Their stories are more than inspiring. They're a roadmap to self-discovery and resilience. So get ready for a podcast that's part comedy, part wisdom, and a whole lot of heart. If you feel alone in your journey, my hope is that that will change once you hear these stories. Welcome to the Shanty Pants Show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Shanty Pants Show. Thank you so much for being with us today. I have my amazing sister, Carrie Beth, here hanging out with us. And we are just going to hang out and chat, answer questions. You guys can throw some questions if you would like to, and we'll answer them. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for those watching the replay later, which is probably most of you because it is 1:30 in the afternoon. What time is it for you? 3:30 in the afternoon?
4:30.
4:30 in the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Because my sister moved far away from me and was very rude and now is living her best life while I'm here still.
What's the weather like over there? Just curious.
Today it's nice. It's sunny and bright, but when we needed no rain, cause we were both working over the weekend, it was raining.
Pouring. Oh, okay.
So Sunday wasn't terrible. It was just cloudy, but today it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. So it's like what about 80. There?
Do 80, I, oh, 84
stop
today?
It.
No, 75 right now. But it was 84 yesterday when we were doing family pictures. So
that's
that was
amazing.
Fun.
And you're sweating and you're, did you wear fall clothes where you tried to look like wintery?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we tried to do that. It was very neat. Yeah.
You might as well just get rid of all of that stuff because.
Oh, I know. Think. But then it got to like 41 last week.
Oh,
so I was
frigid
and I'm in my flip flops because that's all you wear here. So right. I didn't really know how to handle that situation.
Oh, that
so it is good to have some warm clothes. But I barely made it to this podcast.
Okay. What's up?
Tonight because I get off work. Do you want to hear the story?
I do want to hear the story. Yeah. Yeah. This is our way of catching up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not about anyone else. It's just about us catching up.
Anyone that has kids, they're going to be like, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I get off work, go get in the car line, which is fun enough as it is. Get the
kids. The pickup line at school?
Yes, the pickup line at school.
Yeah, that's
and
awful.
Today was, see the sticker stuck in my hair.
Oh,
today was Louie Day for my youngest, Lulu. She is in pre-K. So let me take this up.
So
she wanted to give me the sticker and it is still in my hair because hear what happens after. So everybody gets in the car. I have an 8-year-old and a just turned 5-year-old, and I thought, oh, five, she's going to be growing up. She's going to be like learning how to, like, you know. So Presley gets in the car and she's like, Lulu has bark in her ear. And then Presley, because she's super emotional child, starts sobbing because she's like, what's going to happen to her? And we are literally not even out of the car line yet. Not even buckled out of the car line. Presley's sobbing because Lulu is going into surgery for her ear. So I'm like, okay, what's up, Lulu? Like, who put bark in your ear? Like, what's up? Some boy, I don't remember his name. He put bark in my ear. Cool. So I find the next place that I can, like, pull over, like, in this grocery store, like, shopping parking lot, and go, like, look in her ear. Sure enough, there's, like, dirt and, you know, that, like, bark, just little stuff that's in there. Like, just this stuff.
Like the flaky, like,
the flaky
slivers,
like,
kind of.
Sure enough, like, in her ear. So I call Sean. I'm like, what do I do?
You needed me.
Yeah. Do we have tweezers? He's like, oh, we don't have any. So go buy a CVS. Well, it's like, I took the wrong turn. Go finally find a CVS. Well, there were some firefighters and policemen in dealing with the situation in the parking lot. And I thought, there's so many of them. Like, I wonder
if
they have a little time to help this mama out. But we just didn't. We went to the CVS. I was like,
oh,
I don't
man, that would have made the story so much better.
I know. It would have been. There were so many. You know, they show up and it's like, yes, so many. And they're just doing paperwork. You can tell. It's like, okay, whoever had an issue, they, you know, took to the hospital or whatever. So we get to CVS. Of course, they want snacks and drinks and all the things. So we get all that. We get the tweezers. We get home. And on the way home, Presley's like, oh, there's a boy in my class that I sit next to. He was throwing up today. It's like, oh, cool. That's so neat. So, like, in a couple of days when we're on our trip, you're going to be throwing up. And so just like all the things in my mind. So at CVS, I bought, you know, those Sour Patch watermelon
like candy,
delicious
gummy
candies. I just grabbed them off the shelf. I ate the whole package on the way.
Moment of
and
weakness.
I'm supposed to be fasting right now. I'm like doing really good, but I'm an emotional eater. And it's like, I know that she's going to end up in the ER tonight. I'm going to miss this podcast with Shannon. And so we get home. Sean's the calm one of the family. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's bark in there. And he's like, it's just like a little dirt. I really don't see bark, which we'll see in a couple of days. If she spikes a fever, it'll be like, oh, she has something in there. But so far, we're just like showering, warm water, trying to, you know, and hopefully we don't end up in the ER when we're in Orlando this weekend.
Gosh.
So
that's fun.
She gave me the sticker because she's like, oh, I have an extra sticker, mommy, which was really sweet. And then she told me a boy put bark in her ear. I'm like, for now on, tell the boys not to put bark in your ear. What do you say? She's like, please don't put bark in my ear. I said, no, you say no. N-O, no. Don't put bark in my ear. So that's my story. And I'm barely made it here on time. Because normally I'm home by 3:30 and we had a lot of stops to make. So then I just got home a little frazzled with stickers in my hair.
Well, I'm glad that you made it. But that is pretty hilarious. And she needs Nanny to be there because I have been obsessed lately with the... Like, I fall asleep to watching weird videos.
Oh, please don't tell me the pimple popper one.
Oh, yeah. That started it like years ago. Oh, I love pimple popper one.
Sean can
but
watch
now,
that.
Oh, it's amazing. But what I'm really into now that I watch on YouTube every night is the cleaning of the ear canal. And so, like, there's, like, doctors that actually just specialize in this. And I actually have a kit because I've been doing Zoe's. Because she gets just really excessive earwax. And so it's stupid. The doctors have no clue either. Unless you go to a specialist, they're just like, oh, let's hose it out. And I'm like, I can do that at home. So she needs Nanny there because I'm like a professional ear cleaner outer
person now.
Oh, my
gosh. I do need you. Oh, she's fine as a fiddle. I mean, that girl is just totally fine. But it's just in my mind, I'm like, we're going to end up in the ER tonight.
Right.
And this is why I'm going to miss the show.
No, you're going to make it. And I'm going to send you an Amazon link to a cleaner thing that's like very safe. And it's it flushes the ear canal out. And it's very safe to use. And it's what, like when I used to work at the pediatric office, it's what we always used. And
And I feel like she had so much wax in there that maybe it eliminated the bark from going straight into the canal.
Yeah, it might have. And that's the job of wax. So if it did, then it did its job. And yay.
Yay. I'm glad.
She'll probably be fine.
So that's how I ended up here. But
that's super fun. Well, I'm glad that you made it because it's good to see your face and your new hair looks so pretty.
90s.
Gosh, I
90s.
Love it.
It's the chunky highlights, and a lot of hairdressers don't want to do them.
I love it.
Not in, but I don't care.
What's in? I mean, because obviously,
you
I don't
do
know.
The tiny highlights, really small, like hidden throughout, like the natural look. But I don't like the natural look. If I'm gonna get my hair done, I want to see it.
Right? Yeah. No,
I'm gonna shut
completely.
These blinds a little bit because the sun is in my face. The Florida gorgeous sun.
So amazing. So amazing.
Palm trees out front.
I saw your post about the palm trees covered in lights, that this is how Florida is Christmas.
Aren't they gorgeous? Yes. I love them.
So pretty. So pretty. I loved it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. Well, we obviously are doing this live at a time of day where no one's watching because
is there anyone on with questions?
No, there's no one on with questions.
Okay.
So everyone will be watching this later, or it will just be on the podcast, which either way is fine. But I was just telling you or talking to you about my comedy class that I'm taking.
Yes.
And I had a friend who we talked about it like a year ago about taking a comedy class. So we're in like Sacramento area. So Sacramento has several different like comedy spots in the city.
Is
so
it the Laughs Unlimited place?
No, it's Comedy Spot, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called Comedy Spot. There's Laughs Unlimited, Comedy
in
Spot.
In Sacramento, you actually drive to Sacramento?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good job.
But we've been writing together, so it's been fun.
Oh,
and today's
nice.
Her birthday. I know. So tonight we're going on her birthday.
How fun.
Yeah. I know. It'll be really fun. So we anyway, we had talked about it like a year ago, and then finally she just signed up and sent me the link and was like, I signed up. And at first I'm like, oh, like holidays, it's right. But it's a Monday night. It's like, what are we ever going to be doing on a Monday night? It's totally fine. So we've had two classes so far, and there's only four. So tonight's the third one.
Wow.
And then next week is our final one on Monday night. And then Thursday night, we actually are going to the Comedy Spot and performing for
I wish I could
people.
Go.
I know. So like friends and family can buy tickets and come and watch us.
Is Dwayne going to go?
I'm assuming he will, but he better. I mean, I'd be
he might not want to. He might want to stay.
He gets like, so practice he gets so nervous. Like for like, I don't get even nervous about it because it's like, oh, if it's stupid, whatever. But
he gets
so
nervous for
me. Yes, he gets so nervous. So I don't honestly don't even know if he will come. But my friend's husband is like so into it and like inviting
Wait,
all
who's
these
your
people
friend that's doing it.
You don't know her. She's Adrienne is her name.
Okay.
She's from Canada. She's been here a year now. She's amazing.
I feel like and like we so many people.
I know. Is she has younger kids than me, way younger. So she's like young and adorable. But we
unlike us
connected. Yeah. She's not old like me. And I'm like, but she's fabulous. So yeah. So her husband's so into it. Like he helped her write and you know, critiqued her. And I'm just like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, because I don't.
I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah, I seriously do. And like tonight, I have nothing prepared. So it's going to be. So all that to say, I thought really if we talked a little bit today about some of the ridiculousness of growing up in our cult, maybe it would spur some ideas because the set I'm working on is very like my youth related and cult related. So I thought, ooh, if we talk about some of our fantastical memories. First of all, I know my podcast audience just like digs all things culty. And
now, I have a question.
Yeah.
The friend that you go with, was she in a cult or she's just doing this for comedy things?
Just for comedy. She's normal. She goes to church. She's a church person, but she does not come from our background or our cult or anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Okay. So So she's got lots of questions too, because it's not like we've known each other for a long time. So as I'm doing this, like our car rides on the way to our class are very interesting because, you know, it's just cool. It's really cool.
Well, and that's why, like, I haven't been one to really be very vocal like you are about our upbringing. Partially, like some of the people that will see our podcast today have no idea, have no idea. And it's just because when you do say, I was raised in a cult, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Tell me more. What's the name of it?
Right.
Well, it's one we with were, no name. Because we were so cool. We didn't have a name. It's like, you can't even explain it. No, some of it. It's like, well, I'd like to be able to give you a name, but I can't.
Right. No. We were.
Is that the first you get? Like, what was the name of it? Because somebody, want to know. What is it related to?
Right. And especially now, because there's so many like documentaries and stuff with all the different churchy cults, you know, and other cults.
I feel like I see them all the time coming up, popping
They're
up.
So
new.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I think it's really great because I was talking to, do you remember Mike Boyd? They lived on our property.
Oh, yeah. Carrie He's, Boyd.
Naomi.
Oh, Naomi. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. She was so sweet. He is going to be on our, we already did our recording, but he's going to be on the podcast. And he just wrote a book on like spiritual abuse recovery. And it's very interesting. But, you know, he's kind of in between our age and our parents' age, kind of. So
how
did
he get involved with it?
I know. Well, you'll have to listen to the podcast.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be actually, it's next week. Yeah. What's this? Yeah. It's going to be next week. This week I have some.
Well, I feel like that is one of the most interesting things. Even I have those questions, like with a Mike Boyd or anyone, like, how did you end up here? Like, what attracted you to this place and the people that are still there? Right. I mean, obviously we know a lot of it's mental, you know, but what made you say, this is the place I want to be? That's what's crazy to me.
And like with every different cult or group, there's always, and that's what, you know,
a positive.
As much of it, there's always positive. There's always something that draws you in. And when Mike talked about it, he talked about, he was a young, troubled teen. He had been incarcerated and was working out a lot of stuff, met up at a church locally here somewhere, and then met someone in our group. And he said initially it was like he really appreciated the structure of it because his life was so unstructured and just, you know, whatever, that the structure appealed to him because he needed that in his life.
Yeah.
And then too, he said just the community of it, you know, it seemed from it the outside true. Like, oh, these families are getting together and they're connecting and they're all so close and and they know everything about everyone. How amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is positive that people get drawn into, but that's always my first question too, because obviously we were born into it.
Yeah.
But it's like, so it's why, like, what made you want to join us? Because we are a freaking weird group of people.
Or the ones that are still in it that say they wish they could be here. No, no, we really don't. Trust me.
No. We do not wish we could be there. No.
Do your followers know about that IG account?
Oh, yes. So
it is so comical to me. Like, if I need a good laugh, sometimes it'll just hit me one day and I will be rolling.
Oh, no. I laugh my butt off. Yeah, it is. It's hilarious. For those that don't know about it, it's called The Daily Grover on Instagram. And it is a fantabulous follow if you would like to follow them, because it's an anonymous person from our cult who
and
started
from our
this,
age group. I feel
from
like.
Our age. Oh, for yeah. sure. From our age group. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but it's just memes and hilariousness of like very sarcastic about how we had to grow up. And then there's still people there and we may or may not have an insider feeding us videos.
The videos
from current meetings.
They kill me. And the
it makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
Like the comb overs. If that, anyway, I'm not going to just.
Like, I wonder if that's a new rule, the comb over thing. That might be like, since we left, that might be a new like requirement, because it was the comb over seemed pretty strong on the last couple I've seen.
So
you know what's
strong.
Weird though? So strong. So strong in all the wrong ways. Do you know what's crazy is seeing the people that were little kids when we were still in and they're leading the singing.
I still don't believe that one guy that did have the comb over was from our sector meeting hall.
Yes.
And I am like, who are you? And why did you grow up to be like this?
I know. It makes me so sad. It makes me really sad. And you know what? As much as
they're nice. I mean, like, that's what's sad is like that it's just so twisted in your mind that you don't. And I feel like they're people that aren't confident enough to just go out on their own, you know, like they need
to
follow. There's a lot of followers in these kind of cults, and the ones that are strong willed either get knocked so far down that they have no strong will anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it is sad to see, but it is comical too. I get more comedy out of it than anything because I just,
me too.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and you have to laugh at it because, and like I was talking to mom the other day actually about it. And because I was when Nicole was in town, I did my stand up bit for them in person because Nicole happened to be at mom's. So but then I was talking to mom about it, and it's like, it's just like when we used to do skits, and which you didn't do the skit so much because you weren't as much into it as like mom and I were. But we would get in trouble. Like we would do this.
No,
skit,
I remember being
and
a
it
part
was
of it. Yeah.
So hilarious. But so we were fun. Making comedy is making fun of
ourselves,
our life experience. Yeah. It's like dated everything. And
I appreciate that.
And Wayman would get like, we would think we had nailed it, but deep within we knew we were kind of pushing it. And then sure enough,
about a camp when people would stand up and like be way too long and just going on and on. Oh man.
Well, that clip of that video I showed you where the guy in at the current at the Grove, Mesquite Grove right now. Did I show you that one where he talked about the burden heavy on his heart about people complaining about the length of meetings? If
is
I didn't, I'm sending
Woodall?
It to you.
Is it James Woodall?
Yeah.
He is so sad.
Isn't it so
and
sad?
He and I'm just like, go get yourself. This is what I posted on that IG. He's talking about like how hungry they are because these meetings, church service, whatever you want
push
to
through,
call it,
push
call
through.
It, were so long that he felt faint and like agitated. That means like your body is telling you something. And all
but
I
don't listen to your body.
Run and go get a Chipotle burrito and never look back and never come back.
No. But,
I don't think he breaks.
But when you're wearing that long skirt, it's hard to run to Chipotle.
Oh,
trip and fall. You'll just trip right over those pleats,
especially if it's denim because it's so heavy.
It's so
that
heavy.
Fabric.
And at the bottom, when it's fuller, that weight just settles right in there.
So I was getting ready for family pictures this last Sunday, yesterday. That is, it's been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this like mini jean skirt, and I considered it for a second, and then I like couldn't wear it. And I literally just have issues with certain things because it's I just always wear pants. I wear a lot of pants, and I'm not I'll wear dresses. I have dresses.
Yeah.
But it's funny how you're like never going back.
I know. Well, and I'm noticing lately I need to do a Target run because I don't really get out much, but denim is kind of, I've noticed some denim skirts sneaking back in, and same thing. I have like this mini denim skirt, like mini, like butt hanging out. And I don't think it would even fit me now, but it's one of those that I just held on to because it's super sexy and cute. And I'm like,
I
can bring
Mexico.
Denim back. Yeah. And, but it's still hard to wear, even though it's not like it would be allowed in our cult.
No,
but
it wouldn't.
Even just the denim of it, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So it's, it's definitely, lots of triggers, lots of fun triggers. But yeah, but those videos. So that account, that IG account is fabulous follow
it
for
is,
anyone
it's
that's
fabulous. And I feel like people that don't completely understand where we're coming from or the cult would still find it humorous in some ways.
Oh, like, 100%.
I mean, just the videos itself, like, we do know some of these people. Some of them I don't know, but the majority I do. But it's just like stepping back a couple centuries.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what you feel like. And then you're just like remembering all the phrases and all the things that people say. And it's just like, oh my goodness.
Huh? Yeah. No, it's very, and it's just like, when you watch the videos, it's amazing. Like they're still doing this and it's like, oh my gosh, like I cannot believe, but I remember.
Could you imagine my children sitting in one of those?
Heck no, no.
Lulu would be like, no, bye.
No. Yeah. None of my children
would not last at all. Mm-mm.
Never.
They would all be on the road to.
They would have us. Could you imagine if we would have continued there? We always talk about like how deep our file cabinet drawer was, the Bowen one at Wayman's house. You know, our file cabinet drawer was, it was a deep one, probably right next to the mottos over there. And if we would have stayed in and raised our children in it,
oh,
that drawer, my kids would have. Remember, what's that movie? Evan Almighty, is that the one where it's like comical, but he's God, and the file cabinet drawer just like pushes him out of this giant building because it just shoots out.
I can't really relate.
That's always what visual I get, because it's like this long file cabinet drawer of all of our sins and everything.
And Wayman's
so
still
wrong.
Alive. So, I mean, I like know. He could just take it back, you know, really go back. Oh, their children are sinning because these are their parents.
I know. You know?
We got to wear shiny nail polish once when we were teenagers.
And your 3-year-old daughter told me not to. I'm so glad you were raising her properly. Those are just the things that stand out too as such ridiculousness. Like, I can't even imagine if a 3-year-old came up to me right now and said, it looks like you have, I mean, literally the lightest pink you could even get that's not clear, nail polish on your toes, and that's not acceptable. I would probably like throw them down the hill. Like, because that's just, if any 3-year-old that wants to talk to me like that, that's not acceptable.
That's disrespectful.
And they've been trained to be that way. That's the thing.
I can't imagine to be that. But I did have a 7-year-old on Friday night. It was at a Girl Scouts thing, an overnight thing. Don't even get me started on that. She looked at my nails and looked at her mom and was like, you need to get your nails done. And her mom's
crappy?
Like, yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
So understandable, but
the other way around. And I was like, dang, girl, I do need to get my nails done. Don't look at my toes. Don't. Those are the people I want to hang out with. Keeping it real. Keep up, you know, let's not get lazy on appearance.
You're talking to me, remember. So
true. Your nails. Let me see your nails.
Well, you actually will be very shocked. I know. They're grown out, though. They need to be filled. But
oh, my God.
Yeah, I had gotten them done when I went to St. Louis for that cult event. And
good
then,
move.
I know.
Show and them that you're not a part of it anymore.
I promise I'm out.
Look at my nails.
I got the hashtag, I got out. I got across all my nails. It was awesome. It was very cool. But then I did a job with Dwayne right when I got home, and it was a rock job, and we were moving rocks, and it smashed my finger. So I had to go get them redone. And so she layered it. And it's like, it's time to get them filled, but it's going to hurt, but I don't know. So anyway, that's why they're still
very fabulous.
It is pretty amazing.
You look like a professional podcaster. Totally.
That's what I'm doing.
Do we have any followers yet?
There's between 1 and 3 keep popping on and off. And this is the first time. So the only time I've streamed live from here, was with someone else, and she was running the show. So like, I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking at is the thing. So I don't know if someone is commenting. Oh, there they are. Yeah, I don't know. So if someone is commenting, I can't see it, so I'm sorry. But I think I would be able to see it if they were. Let me just respond real quick to this text that Dakota does not need to get picked up today, because he chose not to go to school again.
Oh, what's going on with that? Oh,
that's a whole episode. Whole episode.
I was doing so good.
I know. I know. You know how it is. You just don't want to go to school. So why would you? Like, school's stupid. So anyway.
My God, Shannon.
Yeah. So that's fun.
Did he just turn 14? 15.
Are you joking me?
13.
16.
Shannon.
Yes, Carrie. He's 16. He's driving, like, he did his driving test and now he's starting. Yeah.
I am the worst Tia ever.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
He just 16. Turned 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. 2 more years you have him?
Well, I'm anticipating a lot more than that. But technically.
I think most parents are. Yeah.
Yeah. This generation, they're just moving on in.
Yes. I see that a lot right now.
Yeah. It's super cool. But yeah, no, he's great, but not at school today.
I'm gonna message him.
Yes, you need to text him daily. That would be a great idea.
I would.
He needs some encouragement.
Okay. Moving on. What are we gonna discuss today?
Oh, my friend messaged me to see if we could see it, and we can see it. Sending a test to see if you can see it. Thank you, Michelle. We can see it. Michelle is watching from Facebook. Thanks,
you
Michelle.
You are the best. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michelle.
She's the one keeping me sane these days. Aww. As sane as I am.
Do I know Michelle?
She's the one that owns Funbox.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
She's the best.
I love them. I know. Are you still doing Funbox at all?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. We're at Sunrise Mall. And we're doing it when it's not raining, which has been super fun.
Oh, neat.
Super fun.
Set one up in Florida.
I think there's someone in Florida already because they gave free passes to people and then sent them to our place to use their free passes.
Oh, I can totally see that. 100%. Sorry, Michelle. Oh, they are good people, though. They are very
they're amazing.
People.
She is amazing. Thank you, Michelle, for doing that. Now I know that I'm not doing anything wrong, which is amazing feeling because that doesn't happen very often. She is quite amazing. So we were talking about that IG account, which is fabulous. So anyone that does want a little insight, a little peek into what our life was, that's a great avenue. And, you know, I found so many other accounts too that are hilarious ones, all about like very strict religious upbringing, you know? Yeah. And so they're like, you were saying, even if you don't like come from our background, you might think accounts like this are funny just because it is so funny.
I mean, it's so far out there, really, truly. And when you see the man actually speaking, and you will not see the women speak at all, because the women are to be quiet. Okay.
Shut your mouth.
That's why Shannon and I did
hand
not
your
last.
Legs.
Can you tell? Yeah, so you will only see the men up there speaking, but
it's painful.
The amount of people we had to listen to, it is amazing that we even are as normal as we are.
No, I say that all the time. And I even have people tell me, like, how I actually think Michelle's husband is one that said, like, how did you guys turn out so normal-ish, you know? And it's like, I don't know.
He's so honest. Yeah, it is so bad. And if you go on this IG account, which Shannon can post for you or link it.
Oh, you know what? I think I can.
When you see these videos of these men, and one of them's the leader of the group right now, it's painful. Like, hours and hours and hours of listening in these like button-up shirts with
absolutely
the
awful
t-shirt underneath. You see the short shirts, you know, like the short ones, but the t-shirts underneath too. It is so claustrophobic.
Oh, it's but awful. It's so
women
awful.
You'll never see them speaking because it's not allowed.
Do you know?
Did
you know that one time, I don't remember if it was when you were rebellious and you and your husband at the time left our group, but I got in trouble one time for, sorry, I'm trying to find that account too, for we were young marrieds, right? Like all of us people that like were married young were called young people. Or what did we call ourselves?
Married. We were young marrieds. We were young people for so long.
I mean, that's why you got married so quickly though, right? You're like, I need that next title. I need to be a young married. Well, I'm tired of young people.
And this is why, if people that don't understand, if you were 18 single, you needed a lot of looking after.
Oh,
when 100%. You were 18 married, you had all of this abundance of like authority almost. It was weird.
Yeah, but not really, because you were still under the care of your husband. So you might have had, I mean, you know, it would depend. Okay, I'm not sure if everyone can see this, but I'm sharing. This is the IG account. Oh, yeah, I did share it on both platforms. Yay.
Well, I feel like there were girls that couldn't spend the night at our house because we were a little more worldly that went after I got married, then they could come stay at my house.
Stuff like that.
You know,
yeah,
like I felt like
weird.
You got more like abilities to do stuff.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. Okay, but the story. And then remind me about, I want to talk about the story about you and Amy and I right before I got married. And I might have to refresh your memory about it. But anyway, one time as young married, Dwayne and I helped, I'm sure it was me, not Dwayne, helped put on we weren't allowed to celebrate any holidays. And every single holiday that ever existed, we would have to do our own meeting thing.
Turkey
so
day.
That no one, so, shut up, so that no,
Turkey
so that no
day.
One would be tempted by the world
right.
to celebrate any such holiday. And you couldn't be at home, like Halloween is what I'm thinking of currently. You couldn't
but
be at home
do you
at Halloween.
Love, I'm sorry to interrupt, but do
no,
you love
please.
At Halloween that we would dress up for our Halloween?
No,
okay,
we wouldn't.
Sorry, I forget.
That's the difference.
Okay.
We were not, that was the
That was
New Year's, we were allowed to dress
New
up.
New Year's, we could dress
Halloween,
up.
You're putting that long denim
chili
right back
cook-off.
On.
Chili cook-off,
we dressed up.
No, chili cook-off for Halloween.
Chili cook-off for Halloween, yes. Oh, gross. Yes, you're right. No candy, no chocolate for me, no thank you.
Hot Fridays, I love me some Hot Fridays, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gross, but think about the people that cooked them. Okay, so, but anyway, I got in trouble at one of our Halloween, non-Halloween parties because I took the microphone to say something, not thinking, because it's me and I'm fun and exciting and everyone wants to listen to me.
Up on the stage in Loomis Grange?
I wasn't even on the stage. We were doing a pinata in the middle of that room. Yes, it was Loomis Grange. And people were going to get freaking smacked in the face by the baseball bat. So I grabbed the mic to just encourage everyone to take a step back, unless you wanted to end up in an emergency room on Halloween night where you may have to associate with others in costumes. So I was trying to be helpful. And here we go. Nope. I got shut down. Mark Zelder came and talked to Dwayne about... Mm-hmm. About me.
I thought he was nice, but now that I think about it, I don't like him.
You know what? It's sad. He was a nice guy. You know, like there were so many people that were nice. And, you know, I talked about this just recently in another podcast that I recorded, but there's other people too that I think about from our group, like Stan being one of them. We looked up to him. He was like different than everyone else. He would surf and you know you just thought he was different, and now you look at where he's at and it's just like it breaks my heart, because it's like I know his beliefs were not this way back then. Yeah, of course your beliefs can change but
well, Nancy follows me, his wife, on Instagram, and she's so encouraging, and I think why, like, isn't my life super worldly?
I think that, like, with that situation she thinks because you left before the big split, you're still accessible. Like there's a chance they might save you still. I don't know. I mean, you do live in Florida now, so she might give up. I don't know, because they don't have a sect in Florida, I don't think. But I think she just thinks that there's a chance.
There's a hope.
Mm-hmm. She's going to reel you right back in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Had enough freedom, you're ready to go back. And
that's the thing. They think people are sad. My husband would die. He would literally.
Which, by the way, not the same husband as you were with.
No, this is the second.
One second. You want to come say hi to Tia?
Hi, how are you? I miss you.
Oh, sorry. She can't hear you. She's saying hi. She misses you. She loves you. Oh, did you have a good day?
Yeah. Later, can I talk to you about something?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk with Tia longer and then I'll be in. Okay.
Charlie's not feeling good. Do I stay out of her room or like?
Yeah, she's fine. But
I have homework, but I did it in class, but I'll let you check it.
Perfect. Okay. I'll be in a bit.
Okay. Love you.
Tia says love you.
Love you, Tia. Love you.
But anyway, so. Oh, but I wanted.
Responsible.
There are moments, you know. She's definitely the most responsible of the children in my household. But yeah. Okay, but I wanted to talk about this. I feel like I refer to this situation a lot, but I don't know that we've talked it through. But every time I think about it, it makes me laugh and it makes me be like, was that real? But it was. So just for a little background for people that don't know, but I feel like most listeners will know, we were not allowed to live with our soon to be spouse at all until married night. And then boom, you know, you're married.
There you go.
There you go. That's how it works. It's the best way to do it.
If you want to talk about the first night, you get to have one meeting with a pastor that's like older than dirt.
Not a pastor. Leader, not a pastor, honey.
Leader. We weren't allowed to call him pastor. Cult. We didn't call him pastors.
Yeah.
Over eggs and sausage. And they gave you like a pamphlet. Cool. Mm-hmm. Shannon, do you remember that? So awkward.
No. So this is what happened, Carrie. Okay. We got in so much trouble. We didn't do it with Wayman because we asked Ryan to speak at our wedding. And we got in so much trouble for that.
Yes.
But so we got away from that. We just went and had dinner with him and we were fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Bree, I remember her telling me the story of meeting with Wayman. And I mean, like, awful. Like, the recommendation of Vaseline was included in
way.
Could you imagine that coming from his face? Like, I would throw up.
Oh my gosh, that's so gross.
It's so gross. So gross.
Oh man, we need pictures. I feel like our audience need pictures of this.
Yeah. Well,
of like these people so that they could see like these are the people we're talking to, you know, like so they could get an idea of what we had to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting about that too, and the more and more I do cult things and research, most cult leaders are disgusting. Like, think about the people, Robert Wayman, like ew, what is so powerful and amazing about you? Nothing.
Danny Shotbet. I mean, we could go on about him. If we want to put some feelers out there, I will tell some stories about that.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Just gross.
People are not
like, my husband would put someone in the ground if they talked about our daughters the way we were talked about.
Oh, 100%.
It's 100%. Not the norm at all.
It is not the norm. And that's the thing. Like, when we talk about, like, we're obviously not being real specific here, But everything for women was like women were sexualized, and yet like in the opposite way, maybe, where it was talked about so much in kind of the purity culture type thing, but we would never call it that because we never use church words. But I'll speak for myself, so self-conscious of my body, of my looks, I mean, of so many things that I should have never been worried about at 10 years old because of how men would talk about our bodies and what we were wearing and that it was too snug or turned them on or whatever. Like,
well,
absolutely
we were
disgusting.
The reason that they were having these thoughts.
Oh, 100%.
If we were looking somewhere, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
But then when they would have the talk about what's important in a marriage, anything
give
about
it.
Sex for a woman is on the very last page.
Yep.
Like, it was just not important
for
a woman.
No.
And so that's
Which
what you're taught
typical. Yep.
is basically the men are to be
satisfied,
taken care of. Mm-hmm. And if you're making other men sin, even at 12, 13, mm-hmm. you need to work on yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and that's a lot to put on. Like, again, I think about my girls' ages now.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I can't imagine putting that on them right now. Like, hello, childhood and growing up is hard enough without all of that extra stuff.
Yeah.
But that would just be terrible. Absolutely terrible.
It does make me so thankful that my kids are we're as normal as can be. I would think now, but like, we just don't. Are they just going to go to Girl Scouts and go to gymnastics and go to school and dance
all the things we didn't get to do?
Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. Seriously. It is very sad. I'm very glad that we so thankful that I'm not raising my kids that way because like, it's hard enough just to like, for
raise
my
kids.
Family, right. To get up and I go to school, not looking, I try not to use the word like homeless too often, but like to go to school, like we're trying to get away from that look, you know, like, okay, we can do the sweats today with the Crocs, but let's put on a normalish shirt, you know, let's just mix it up a little bit to
do
where
you
we're
remember
not
completely when Presley went through the like long sleeve dresses and pants look.
Yes.
I had a hard time with that because I was like, that was our childhood.
Yeah.
And this is what she chooses to wear. And what are you going to do? No, it's not worth the argument.
I'm glad she's past that.
Oh my gosh. I was worried moving to Florida. Like, she's going to move to Florida and wear long sleeves and long sleeve pants.
Oh my gosh. That's so great. Oh, I do have a question for people that are watching this replay.
Yeah.
Or if you're live. But when we were younger, my sister here and I, Carrie, everyone thought we were twins. So what do you guys think? Do you think we look like twins? Obviously.
And who do you think is older and who do you think is younger? That was always like such a big deal to us growing up.
Yeah, it was.
But in high school, we did go to school on Twins Day dressed as twins.
We did.
And everybody thought it was so cool. You know, we actually got along okay in high school.
Yeah, it got better in high school. We hated each other as kids.
I think just in the last couple of years since we've adopted and we have like all this other stuff in common and then we're just so real with each other now, like, hello.
Right.
It's hard not to love each other now.
Right.
But no, we were not good
as
friends.
Kids, we did not like each other at all. Not at all. But yeah. Okay. Well, I want to talk real quick about so we're not allowed to
we get so interrupted because it's so much.
I do this all the time with every episode because I'm so ADHD. I'm like, I feel bad for my listeners, but I don't know.
But they
maybe
love
it's why
you.
I don't. I don't know. But okay. So we weren't allowed to live with our spouse. You lived with your parents until the night you were married. But my husband.
Sorry, I interrupted that with the first night. Okay.
Oh yeah. But thank you for that. That was very good to clarify that. And no
Vaseline.
How much information
I'm glad we got that out through this.
I mean, I've been
okay. Continue. Let's
you know what? Do I need to add that to my comedy set? I'm gonna write that down. Dwayne definitely is not gonna come.
He is never coming. Oh my gosh, you guys were saved. We were like the last ones getting married, so we had to use Wayman.
And that's
why I got to wear that dress that I wore for my wedding because he let it slide.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was super low cut. I mean, it was hidden. Everything was hidden.
Yeah.
But
like the cutout
lace. Okay, continue on.
But hold on. But you had to have him too because of we ruined.
You ruined my life. Yeah. We had to go to breakfast and talk about, you know, over sausage and eggs. Oh, and ride in their van. We had to get in the van. Oh,
no, you rode with them. Oh, because you had to have a chaperone. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Oh, my God.
You wouldn't want that Vaseline happening before the wedding. Oh, my God.
You got to have time to purchase a big tub of that stuff.
If you don't gain more followers off this podcast.
None.
Oh, man. Okay, continue.
Wait, real quick. RG, yeah. Someone says, Cynthia says, RG went to my parents' house because I wore a tank top under a blouse and did not have the blouse completely buttoned up while on a trip to Texas or Mississippi.
Is that Cynthia White? Who?
No, Powers.
Oh, gosh.
Who's her husband's name? You would know her if you saw her.
I know who
and
she is.
She was from Tulare, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they live in like New Mexico or somewhere. But that's how ridiculous it was. Literally.
If you had bigger tatas going on, you would get talked. Poor our cousins.
I know.
Every single Sunday they get talked to.
Right. We didn't have problems with that aspect of things.
No, we did not.
But everything else. But everything else. Oh my gosh. Oh
yeah. Women did not have a chance. I'm so sorry, Cynthia.
It's terrible.
Awful.
And that's just so common. That's the vein through all of the women that got to deal with this. Yeah. Okay. So my husband to be got an apartment that we were going to live in after we got married, like 2 weeks before we got married. So I want to say it was like the weekend before we got married, maybe, or a week before. You and Amy and I stayed the night there. Do you remember this?
I love that little place. I don't.
So you were not married. Amy, of course, wasn't married. And the two of you, and I wasn't yet then either.
Right.
So it was amazing that we even got away with this.
Yeah.
Like amazing. Because, and obviously with the plans that we had, there's a reason they kept such a hold, like really tight hold on this thing not happening. But we stayed the night there. Are you having any vague recollection of this at all?
No, my therapist says I have issues with like memory. Because
how it works. Childhood trauma, it blocks and blocks. But this was actually a fun thing.
Well, I want to, it might bring it back.
Yeah, it might. But anyhow, so the three of us, we're going to stay the night at the apartment all by ourselves. And we were like trying to figure out what to do. And we're like, this is just for everyone listening. This is truly like the first time without like actual chaperones or adults. And we are 18, 19. So we're, you know, considered adults in the real world, but we're like, this is the first time we've been alone, So we're hanging out at the apartment. We're trying to figure out what to do. We did like, we had brought like facial stuff and we like did, you know, that whole thing. And then we're like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So we decided to go ice skating down at the ice skating rink, which is probably about, are you remembering this at all?
Yes.
About 20 minutes from where the apartment was. And just let's just rewind a little bit. We loved to ice skate as a cult. Like it is fun to do things in a group with all these like-minded people. It was
is nothing like ice on a denim skirt. When
and you know
fall
what's
down.
Cool about the denim? Like you fall, it gets a little wet. You know what? That denim, it's not quick dry. It is going to be there with you. I mean, it's going to be there until you get back to the leader's house for casserole afternoon. Like, it is not going anywhere. So you better bring a change of clothes to ice skating day.
Oh, because you're not wearing pants under those.
No, you know what? No, I remember wearing pants under our denim skirt at the ice skating rink because it was freezing. Okay.
It was freezing.
Let me clarify pants. It's not like we were wearing jeans or pants. It was probably sweat or snow pants, maybe under our skirts, like our skiing gear, you know? So, that would be our typical ice skating experience. Everyone's staring at you. No other person that came to ice skating that day is enjoying themselves because they're just looking at this, you know, herd of skirts, going around. And for me, just laying there because I couldn't skate. but like, well, poor everyone else.
How could you skate when you have this much, sorry, my camera, this much room to move your legs in a long skirt? So it's awful. Awful.
That's probably what I should blame all my lack of athletic ability on is the skirt. I think I would have soared athletically without the skirt. Gonna maybe back me with that one.
No, that's you were never athletically inclined, but I don't think the skirt helped at all.
I was
very into sports. I loved sports.
Yeah,
but when you're going into that volleyball court for that spike and you couldn't make it because your skirt was keeping you
got a little tangled around the ankle. But you know what? Can I just clarify though how much more modest it was for you to be diving for a volleyball in a denim skirt versus a pair of loose pants? I'm just saying, right? That skirt is going to hit your neck and, you know, you're showing everyone everything, but that loose pair of pants going to hell, going to hell.
Well, I always like the motorcycles you could do if you wore a skirt or the horse riding or any of that stuff. But it was like, really, when you're getting off the motorcycle, that's really like, you're not showing everyone your hoo-ha.
Yeah, no, everyone. Everyone's seeing everything.
It's just
not,
none of it made sense.
The modesty thing just like was so confusing.
It was controlled. It was just 100%. A matter of
it was
control.
An excuse. Yeah.
It was. Because if you're that gross that you can't handle a 12-year-old or 11-year-old in a split in their skirt, then you need to go get yourself some help.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like there's a lot of sick people in these cults that are literally mentally unwell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. I mean, a majority
okay,
of
so
people.
Tell about we go okay, into okay, the okay. ice skating rink.
So anyway, that's just a little recap of like what
I
normally
hope
the
Amy's
ice skating
watching
rink.
This. I'm going to message
Well, she's going to have to. We'll send it to her. Well, normally that's what happened at the ice skating rink. You know, you're with your herd of friends and you're like, and the swishing is not the ice, it's your skirt. And so anyway, that's the norm. So we decided to go, the three of us, ice skating. So we go down there in our wind pants. We went in our wind pants. You guys have no idea how rebellious
excited.
This is.
Oh, like, very rebellious.
Crazy. And I honestly still remember the nerves of it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
freaking out. Like, I cannot believe we're going to try this. So we go down to the ice skating rink. We go purchase our little skates. We go and sit on the bench thing that's outside of the ice skating rink to put them on, get our skates on. We're tightening them all up and everything. And I'm probably already thinking, oh, I'm going to die because I can't skate.
Was
but whatever.
The
Cabreras? We're going to have a great time.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, so yeah, I remembered.
Remember.
Yeah.
So we're walking. There's clear door, like windows in the door. We're getting ready to walk into the rink on our ice skates.
We've already paid. Everything
we've already paid.
Done.
You remember. We literally see this family from our cult in there, in their skirts, all their glory, having a fabulous time of fellowship. And here we're about to step through these doors with pants on. Oh my gosh, I'm not exaggerating this at all. We dropped to the floor, crawled to the counter, took our shoes off our skates while we're sitting there on the floor, put them up. We paid for it, you guys. We paid for them and left. And I just will never forget that moment because that's how screwed up it was. Like,
so
this
crazy.
Family is going to see us in pants. We got to run and we got to run fast.
And we did run fast because we were very young.
We did. And then
and we were in wind pants.
And we were wind pants. So then after that, this isn't the end of it. We were like, barely escaped hell just then, like in the moment.
You would have not been able to get married. I'm
probably
sure of it.
Not honestly. Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that aspect, but I wouldn't have. That would have put a hitch in the plans.
You were already kind of old getting married for.
I was 19. I know. I mean, only a month, March, April, May, 2 months over 19.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, that was kind of geriatric. So but then we like literally were dying, got in our car, like, oh my God, we did it. And then left and we still wanted to do something fun. So we went to that movie theater off of Eureka in Roseville.
These poor kids. I just feel so bad for us.
I do too.
We were so sweet.
And here is a human, a person who's going to get married in a week.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's how adult we were. I mean, it's so stupid. But we got to that movie theater and we sat in the parking lot and we never went in. We considered it, but we were still in our wind pants, of course.
I probably was like, let's go. Yeah. I was a rebel.
No, I'm sure it was me that held us back because I was always the like, oh, no. And I'm sure I would have thought, I probably thought Dwayne would have like, he would have been the one to cancel the wedding maybe, yeah. You know, because, oh my Lord.
How could I marry this woman?
Yeah. Right.
So lucky now though.
He is very lucky. Very lucky.
And the fact that you guys are still married is a miracle in itself. Cheers to that.
So anyway, that's just a fun story because I just laughed so hard. And then we went home and I think we watched a movie at the apartment.
That was probably a wise choice.
Actually, no, we didn't because we didn't have a TV there.
We were probably so bored. I think we got Taco Bell or something. I feel like we probably just went to the fast food.
We just cried ourselves to sleep.
Oh my gosh. We are this. That's so sad.
Isn't it? And that's where it really is amazing that we turned out kind of normal because. Like so screwed up,
but
you know,
with the mottos and our family, we did enough normal stuff as a family that I feel like that saved us. Like some of the other people that couldn't stay the night at our house, they had a very different situation, and so they weren't. It probably if they had spent a few more nights at our house, they might have been a tad bit more normal. But some people struggled a little bit more with the normalcy afterwards.
Well, and do you even remember like, we had a swimming pool growing up. And I have two sisters, so we have no boys in our family. So at home, we were allowed to wear bathing suits when we would go swimming. And our family was a lot more lax with a lot of things than most in our group.
That's why I got in trouble all the time.
That's why we were in trouble all the time. Yeah. Which now is like a badge of honor. I'm like, yes. But do you remember like when we would go to other people's houses, if there was a swimming pool or if people came over, most of our friends besides Amy would wear shirts and culottes over their bathing suits. Like that's
and explain how... culottes, you know, just in case your followers don't know what a culotte is. It's not just like, because like in some like Hispanic countries, like I've lived in like in Ecuador, sometimes they'll wear like a tank top and shorts over their swimsuit because they're just more conservative. Right. And so that is
not
very
that.
Different than like a full on parachute of a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And culottes, which are two parachutes of themselves.
They are. It's basically like, if you can imagine our big swishing, roomy denim skirts that we're ice skating in, it's basically like one of those for each leg. So that you just have some good movement when you're swimming. You just want to really like get out there. And But you
I'm
know what?
Surprised.
We were probably,
no,
how did we not
I
die?
I am surprised no one drowned. Like
and, especially when we would
stuck.
Swim in the lake. Like
jean denim. Is very heavy.
Right.
It is not okay to swim with it.
And we could not get away with wearing like rayon fabrics in the water because they clung to our bodies when we get out. So it was denim in the water. Denim. And maybe we are missing a few that drowned and we just forgot about them or something. I don't know because we did a lot of lake swimming, camp out.
A lot of lakes.
A lot
off
of lakes.
Off the rocks. Oh, and then it's like... Well, good
and luck. And people, just to clarify, it's not like we were swimming with the men folk in our cult. No. This is just the women. We're still not doing mixed bathing. Heavens, no. Sorry, I should have clarified that when we started. It's just the women.
Just the women.
And you're going to throw on that daddy's t-shirt and those big old culottes and jump on in the lake. But that's cool.
But this is like, let's hide the woman's body. No one knows that a woman has a body. No one knows about it. And it was just so odd. Like
above the ankles. I mean, you'd think about it. These men and boys probably were pretty confused. Like, okay, it's ankles. And then it's like, well, I know my legs go the rest of the way up, but I really don't know about women. Like maybe it goes to their knees. And
well, and how unfair when we would go out and do family sports like baseball
sports.
And the guys could wear jeans
right
so they could run fast but you put
I
us
bet
in
it was
the
a
dirt.
Little shafy little bit of crotch sweat while you're playing baseball in your jeans
you know you need
a little
to have
shafy
on, You need to have Steve on this podcast. He would be hilarious. I think he had so many comments about playing baseball in jeans. Steve is Shannon's husband's brother. And him and I were like best friends growing up. And he was super sarcastic and funny. And he still is. So
yeah, gotta have him. Now that's a good idea, though.
Maybe we can have on our sister podcast days, have someone join in, like an Amy.
Oh, 100%.
Or a Steve, you know.
100%. Yes.
That would just bring.
And I mean, I can have up to 10 people in this room. So we can, like, we can have
maybe,
some parties here.
Maybe the person on the IG Grover account will
want
just
to
have a mask on or something.
Oh,
and join in
and can do a voice changer thing. Yeah. Oh my, Carrie, this
you,
is
you
my...
use like the mafia voice thing.
This is your this is your father. Wait, what, so what's
wait,
that?
I want to know. There's things I want to know too, like how many are left out of our you know,
right?
Like how many are? I don't know because I've you know,
yeah. I mean, there's,
a while, but
I think really, honestly, there's Texas is our biggest group left. And I think there's a sprinkling in Oklahoma, like literally five people. So, I mean, I honestly think what, maybe 100 total, maybe.
Really?
That's I think it? So. Well, I guess San Luis has some still. The Atascadero area, they still have some.
They
but
do.
I mean,
oh, but like
it's small
too.
Enough to where. How it's small enough to where maybe in within 5 years, if it stays this way, you're for sure marrying your cousin, your first cousin. Like there's no way.
Because if you marry outside, it is frowned upon.
It's rough. Well,
unless they kind of in a sense like quarantine that person and make sure that person is like
oh you have Jessica on, she could talk all about joining.
I was always like, are you sure, Jessica? Are you sure you're a nice girl?
I know. Oh, that was the worst when young people got roped in and then they're like stuck.
Her and Wayman were like this for a while.
I know, it's so sad. And there's a lot of people that burned her big time. And so many others, you know, and that's the stuff you don't know about. You know, all the dirty little details about every single person, like if they were, you know, collecting firewood in their sweats, but you don't know about the real shit that really is so traumatic and so damaging and ridiculous that it's too bad. It's really sad.
Well, we can bring it to light. No problem.
Here we go. Wonder those how
loud Bowen girls
wonder how quickly this will get shut down. That's the cool thing with a podcast. It's really hard for people to shut us down. We get to just talk about anything. That's why I'm doing it, because on social media, you just get shut down. But on the podcast, no, people can talk about anything. And
if you want to talk about us when we're 11 or 12, we can talk about you when we're in our 40s.
100. That's just some wisdom you just dropped on us. Because that, oh. Right? You want to check out my ass when I was 11 in my culottes?
No, not ass. Like bottom calf leg.
Well, yeah, that too. But you really had to watch the ass because those men were obsessed with that. And I remember, I won't say the name of this person because he is more my age, but getting pointed out, I was wearing culottes that mom made for us, of course. And they were like one of my cuter pairs, honestly. Like, you know, maybe I was pushing the boundaries. Like, my ass looked pretty good in those culottes. Let's not sugarcoat it. But
that's how you got Dwayne.
That's how I got Dwayne. It was the red culottes.
They were like a
paisley print. They were really pretty.
I think I remember those.
Yeah. I wish I had them. I could maybe fit like my one hand in them.
Have mom make you another pair and we can gotta bring pictures.
I should make my own pair.
Are you crafty like that?
Well, I mean, I
no
could try.
You are not gonna
let's do pictures next time. Next time I will, because I could show them on the screen.
Then
so,
they could understand what culottes really are.
Absolutely. You know? We need some visuals here. You're right.
Yeah. I think it's hard to visualize that kind of stuff.
Okay, but the red culottes. So this
man
told me that the seam on my ass, the seam in the middle of my back of my culottes, was off-centered. And I'm like, okay, I'm already super self-conscious.
How old were you?
Everything I put on, probably like 13.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, how close do you have to be looking to see that? Pretty close.
That makes me so mad. I just want to slap people. Me too. Because honestly, if that was my kids or your kids now, I would smack
lose
people.
It. I feel like
we are extremely protective of our kids.
Yeah.
Because of that. And honestly, yep. I think it's a normal thing. This is what's sad about our generation of the parents before us is they got beat down so bad during the cult that it wasn't normal to protect your kids anymore.
No. Nope.
And a normal parent response is to protect your child.
Right.
And from whatever it may be, verbal or, you know, physical abuse, anything that's going to harm your child. It's normal to just, that's like how Sean is with the girls. You know, someone says something mean to them on the playground, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, even if they're five.
Right.
But that's normal to protect your kids. And I feel like we missed out on that just because of how our parents were programmed in the cult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you're right. It makes us more, a lot more aware of it. And I know I talk about this a lot on the podcast too, but it's making that change and raising our children different and breaking that generational, you know, thing that we've lived in for all these, for us, three generations, I guess, and breaking that and being so different with my children. Like, I'm sure if my children were raised the way that I was, they would probably be like a lot more respectful and maybe really nice and maybe more organized.
Maybe not talk
but
back
it
to
would
me
be
ever.
Out of fear, but it would be out of fear. And it's like, I don't want that for my kids. Like, and so we talk about everything with our kids.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we were not aware of so much from a young age because we didn't. It was like anything knowledge was what you heard sitting in meeting on a hard metal
chair.
Get
married. Here's your brochure and your cup of Vaseline.
Yeah.
Bye.
Right. Absolutely. You're good. Yeah. That's all you need. I mean,
you're good
to
go.
You're pretty neat if you need more than that.
Like, how important is premarital counseling to you?
Oh, very.
Like, will you not encourage your children, hey, get some counseling around this and just, you know, make sure you guys are on the same page.
Right. And
whether it's religious or not, just get some advice.
And especially, here's the thing, the problem too, though, we were so freaking young. It's not like we were 30 and had experienced life and maybe you don't even have counseling, but you've experienced real life. Like, you know how to do your own laundry. Like, there's things you've learned in life, right? It was literally like you get thrown into an apartment with a stranger who, by the way, you've never been alone with. I think I did. Yeah, mom taught us to do. I knew how to do laundry, but Dwayne did not. You didn't know how? Probably because I did it all the time because you were lazy all the time. Yeah.
I mean, I put away the clothes sometimes, but I never knew how to do like a load of laundry. I was like, what buttons do I push? Anyway, I need to go soon because my children need to go.
Let's wrap it up.
We're at a different hour over here.
Yes, you are. You're at dinner time. Okay. We are going.
But you're okay. Go ahead.
What? No, what?
No. You have your show tonight.
Oh yeah. I have my comedy show tonight. So I'm going to go write some jokes right now.
Okay.
And they better be funny. Maybe I'll send you a video. Okay. I'll send you a video
and
you can
critique
it because I have like 3 hours till I have to be there. So I've got plenty of time.
My gosh.
So that I'm not even nervous and don't even care. Like, I wish I had a little bit more in me that was like, I really should be worried about this, but I just don't. Maybe because
like
I do my whole life
speaking Spanish, I just go for it.
Oh yeah.
And I should probably think about it a little bit more before I speak. And then my friend was the opposite. She wouldn't speak. She spoke perfectly, but she was afraid to speak. So we were complete opposites. But I'd rather
you're just fumbling through it. But you probably learned a lot more because you learned from your mistakes. You know.
Sure.
But when, you call someone poopy underwear, you know, and they're like,
I need the bathroom, you know,
that's the only thing you really needed to know in Spanish and you could have survived.
¿Dónde está el baño? Todos los baños.
¿Dónde están los baños? Wait, baños. Baños.
Baños.
Don't you love how I roll my letters so well? ¿Dónde está los baños? No. That's not bad.
Not bad. You're never going with me to Ecuador. I'm shocked of all people that you didn't. It's because you had young kids.
I did. I know. Remember, I wanted to so bad. Dakota was little, and I wanted to go with you, but I didn't. Maybe we should do that again.
So
thank you so much for doing this. Thank you, everyone, for joining the Shanny Pants Show. This has been Sessions with a Sister, and we are going to be doing this more often so you guys can learn more about our childhood and our lives. And basically, more than anything, it's just a chance for me to get to look at my sister's face and connect because she moved far away from me.
And feel free to ask us questions like, what do you want us to talk about on our next session? You want us to get deep into a subject?
Just
bring some pictures and discuss.
Yes. That's a great idea.
Some people have a lot of questions when you say cult. And it's they do. Do you want specifics or do you want just like, this was our life and let's laugh about it?
And I think that's a great idea. Leave them in the comments here. If you're rewatching this later, just leave them in the comments and then we'll check them and we'll know what to talk about next time. And we might have some other guests on with us as well, because that would be fun.
Yeah.
If we're not fun enough by ourselves. And
we need to add some music. Like some salsa music
The problem is.
Oh, then you get shut down.
Then I get shut down. Yeah. So no music.
No music.
Make our own music. Our voices are music enough.
Yes, they
are. Make your own kind of music.
If you get Steve on here, we can bebop.
Oh, totally.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Now remember that rap you guys did, that one skit? Mm-hmm. You and Chad and Steve?
Mm-hmm. For your
what
birthday?
It was for my birthday. That's right.
Happy birthday, Shannon. Yo, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Shannon. Hope all your wishes come true.
True to you.
To you. And you know who else? Tim Tarwater was on that.
Wow. I need to get my old videos put into digital so bad, because that would be on them. Oh my gosh. Okay,
maybe when I come out and visit, we can do that together.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you. That was fabulous. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Leave us some comments. Let us know if you liked this, throwing this into the Shanny Pants Show, a little session with my sis. And thanks for joining us. And this was super fun. It's my first official streaming the podcast.
You look so good on the mic.
Do I look professional? Yeah. Like, I totally know what I'm doing.
Like your hair. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Totally. Yeah.
This is how everyone gets me. I'm like, they're like, oh, should I wear makeup? It's going to be video. I'm like, you wear whatever you want. Like, whatever's comfortable for you.
Comfortable.
This is how you will see me, but this is what's comfortable for me.
You kind of look like a furry tiger. Lion mane. A lion mane.
Okay. That's what I was going for. So that's perfect.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Can't wait to see you soon. Miss you.
I know. Okay. Love you. See ya. Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you all for joining me for another episode of the Shanny Pants Show. I really appreciate you guys hanging out with me every week. You can find all of my links to all my social medias, anything your heart desires, at shannypantsshow.com. You can even find my amazing merch is back up and running there. And you can email me from there. All the things. Also, you always ask, how can you help me out with this whole podcast situation? You can subscribe to my podcast. You can leave reviews. You can share it with friends. I appreciate it all. So I am super excited to bring you guys the rest of the season. It's going to be amazing. And I'll see you next week.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.